Tunes with Dr. Kirsten Zimke.
Hey, doctor!
Hello.
Hi, you went well last week. You look the picture of good health this week.
Yeah, I mean, I'm better. My nose is less red, less Rudolphy.
I'd like to say welcome to you to the breakfast show. Welcome. Thank you for coming in on this foggy and...
thank you. So courteous.
And challenging to get anywhere in a day like today.
Yes, very foggy.
Under these specific conditions.
Anyone driving, just stay home. That's my recommendation. Yeah. It's not the weatherman or the traffic man.
Yeah. So what have we got today? We're really going to showcase an instrument with no strings. An instrument.
No strings attached.
With no keys. Yeah. An instrument.
And it's also not even an instrument. It's originally used for something else. And people used it as an instrument.
What, they just took it away from its usual...
Yes.
And then just...
Yes, radical.
So, you know what? Be choice if we did this with it. Da, da, yep. da,
da. So it's called the whiskey jug.
Just a second. It sounded like you said whiskey jug.
I sure did.
Whiskey jug?
These beautiful ceramic or stoneware, those two-tone jugs. You know, they're like cream on the bottom and brown. Oh, okay.
No, I know what you mean. And I'm just trying
they
to think. They just
have a brown neck, little brown jug.
Little brown jug, how I love thee.
Oh, yeah. And they make, so they're called the poor man.
Basically just a terrible alcoholic prayer, that one, eh? Jesus.
So, of course, they had them around.
Yeah.
And they're the poor man's tuba. And.
Yes.
And so if you blow across the top, you know, like, I don't know if y'all, you can try it right here with your soda.
Would you like to try that, please, Tess?
With this one?
Yeah. Yes. But,
yep.
But and if you're at home or in the car and you've got access to, come on, Tess.
What?
Okay, I'll try.
Okay. Here we go. That's it. Yeah. Try it now. Have another go.
See, then you only get one tone, though, right?
This is the difference between that and the tuba.
Well, and the jug, you only get one tone. But so if you want to be more advanced, then you... Then they blow into it like a tube.
How's it? That's going to taste.
No, I'm not doing it. Oh, my God. I'm so sorry. I just did it to their drink.
Hocked in a drink.
So you can... If you blow like a tuba with your pursed lips,
let's all try that. All try that together without. I mean, at home or in the car as well. Ready? 1, 2, 3. And again, 1, 2, 3. Here we go.
So if you blow
you're kicking off into a song already.
Into it, then you can get notes. Does that make sense? So it.
Notes? Or was it more percussion?
Well, no, you get notes. So you get one note doing it, blowing across the top. Like, that's easier. Yeah. But if you blow it like a trumpet, then you can get full bass lines. And these had a rich, a rich sort of deep bass
whiskey
register.
Jug.
Yeah.
But is the fact that it's that traditionally it's a whiskey jug, does that also help... Because people just get so hammered, and then by the time it's empty, they think they're just playing some great tune. And they're just going...
Alcoholic party atmosphere. And some of the bands I saw, they'd have two or three of them.
Oh, so you've been out to a couple of jug bands.
Not going out, you know me. This is all on the internet.
Okay, and a previous life to this, and no one's judging you, Doctor.
Yes, sure. In a previous life, I lived in Louisville, Kentucky in the 1930s. And... had a jug band.
Jug frenzy.
oh my God. Speaking of, some of the band names are the Jugadelics.
Yeah, okay.
Or the Garden of Joy jug band. But one of the ones we're going to listen to today, the OG ones from the 1930s, is Whistler and his jug band.
Oh, yeah. That tells you, I mean, that's what says on the tin, isn't it?
Yeah, and it's called the Pig Meat.
What's it called?
Pig Meat Blues.
The pig Meat Blues. Once again, pig followed by the word meat.
I can hear it. That's it.
Do you remember, were you around when there was a supermarket called Big Fresh?
Yeah.
Remember when it had those big animatronic vegetables and that used to play songs? I imagine this sort of sound.
Yes.
Kind of sounds like an instrument that would be on like a movie store.
Yeah, and in a Disney ride.
Yeah.
Yeah,
you have some bears playing it.
Or the Berens thing. Yeah, the hillbilly bears.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, hang on. Is it a hillbilly instrument? That's what Tess said. That was Tess's first call.
Yes, it is.
Is that my first call?
It was originally a black urban instrument, but as we've seen every single story in history, then it becomes taken up by the whites.
Stolen by white people.
So...
Now, that's not a jug going the brr, 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 brr. That's not the
no,
jug.
No, well, this dude.
How many jugs are they running there in this? In the, when they're playing Pig Meat Blues?
Whistler and his jug band.
So,
oh, Whistler and his jug band. So,
that's the name of
he plays a nose whistle.
Sorry, I beg your pardon?
He plays a nose whistle while he plays guitar. That's why he's called
different,
Whistler.
Different times,
eh? Oh, Whistler and his nose whistle. You're gonna.
Ah, look at Whistler. Come over here. Bring your nose whistle with you.
So if the jug wasn't there, it would be called a string band.
That's a sort of.
Then when they got more advanced and got the jugs, then it became jug bands.
I wonder if the lead string player sort of just gently and just quietly behind the scenes was spewing. Just about you know, these jugs are starting to hog all the good, you know. Normally I'd play a solo there, but this is, you know, boom, boom, boom.
And so, I mean, jug bands are named after jugs, and it's kind of like its own style of music, its own genre, and they always include one string, either guitar, banjo, or fiddle.
The rhythm
is the
performers,
washboard.
Are they considered jug users?
No.
Jug pushers.
That's right.
The war on jugs.
Are you a jug addict?
Come on down, see what's the.
So, yeah, that's right. We should do their advertising.
And how many jugs do you need to have in the band to officially turn over?
Only one.
That's not a jug band.
Well, now
that's
you don't even need one.
You could say that about any instrument, couldn't you?
Yeah, but I mean the same. It's a whistler and a jug. It's, you know, the jug
that's
band.
Right.
Yeah, well, there's probably more than one jug.
No,
this is what
see,
I'm asking.
That's right.
Asking.
See, now a lot of jug bands don't even have jugs.
What?
Yeah. But they still use the other instruments, which is like the fiddle, the washboard, the wash tub, spoons, buckets, and then your lead.
But they're just stolen from the side of the road.
Would be a harmonica, a kazoo, or a comb and paper.
You can even do that with a blade of grass. You ever done that?
No, I haven't.
Haven't you done that with a blade of grass? That's cool, eh? So cool. Yeah, can't wait to see
Michelle. Yeah, so. So that became the genre jug band. Now, because the jugs were difficult to hear and to mic, so that when it moved into more,
I believe the jugs were stronger back in those days.
So they're only best for live gigs. But you know, people sit around playing the jugs.
I guess you needed amplification too for the jug. Really, once the crowd's got to a certain size.
And so now jug bands mostly don't have them, and it was really hard. I had to listen to all the tracks to hear whether it was the wash tub bass.
Oh my god.
Or a jug.
Because
I didn't want to play the wrong thing.
This is why it's important having someone who is accredited.
That's right. That's right.
Could you play the second song?
Okay, yeah. So it also had.
Which is the second one?
Oh, let's play Mungo.
Mungo?
Cool. Another for those people who've never heard of Mungo Jerry. Was that Mungo Jerry and the what? Sunset Fish Tank or something.
Jerry. So,
what's the name of the full name of his outfit? Was it just Mungo Jerry? Is it?
That's all I've got.
There we go. In the summertime, when the weather is high, is that it? Boom, boom, boom. Boom. Is that it?
No, that's the bass.
It doesn't come in yet.
Yeah, they just kind of have a dude doing. Like just doing the spitting.
Oh, yeah, there it is.
Oh, yeah. That sounds terrible.
But
hey, who am I to say this song was massive?
Yeah, it adds to the song.
Oh, yeah, this was a massive song, number one globally, 1970. So here's the weird thing. So it was 30s and 40s, a live act jug band, right? So either Appalachians or African Americans. And then in the 60s, it got taken up by cool hippie rockers. Grateful Dead started as a jug band. Lovin' Spoonful, Country Joe and the Fish, and the Nitty Gritty Dirt Band all started as jug bands.
Wow, Mikey's really? Face. I just can't, let's just...
I know. Instead of,
I guess it's a great kickoff instrument, isn't it, for people who want to get into music who don't know anything about doing anything.
Well, I guess we picture
apart from drinking whiskey.
If you're cool, if you're a cool kid, you want to have a rock band.
Yeah,
but back then, if you were a cool kid, you wanted to have a jug band.
Well, I'm just imagining, growing up as a child, I mean, going to a party at someone's parents' house in Morangi Bay or something like that. And,
yeah, bringing out the jugs.
A bunch of people staring over their beer bottles going,
I show up there, I bring out my jugs.
Excuse
and me? And we all start playing with my jugs.
Oh, no.
See, I avoided those ones just then. I thought, I hope she's not going to get her jugs out, I thought. But then, yeah.
But you know, the party started. So yeah, I had this weird revival in the 60s when all these pre-rockers, I guess sort of hippies, it was kind of an Americana folk thing in the 60s, skiffle in Britain, and then folk movement.
America's history with whiskey is actually...
Well, that's true, too.
Especially, you know, around that sort of the beginning.
Actually, we could do a theme on that, just whiskey songs. I mean, there's songs about whiskey. It's obviously so wonderful.
All right, yeah.
So, the song's about whiskey.
Yeah. What's our third one
is 13th Floor Elevators. And now this guy...
Shout out Chris Marshall. What's up?
This guy, played into it like a tuba and had his mic right next to his face. And it's not...
Oh, you got a captive chicken in there as well or something.
I know, right? So yeah, here's this rock band, and they
is he doing speed jug there? So
no, the jug is that bass.
Yeah, the boom.
And
just one guy there, just the whole gig, just blowing one note.
So he'd have it up with his mic, but then when they would record, he'd put a mic inside the jug to get, you know, more depth.
All right, so say I want to become one of these. I want to get on the whiskey jug. Where do I go nowadays?
2017. I know, because they're sort of these beautiful old antiques. I don't think anyone's making them.
There's very few people are potting their own pottery. And I mean, hard enough to find a kiln.
Maybe those of you out there looking for a craft, this would be
I think it's making a bit of a resurgence. I know a few people who are into ceramics.
I don't know ceramics are, but I mean, nowadays people, to make a simple whiskey jug.
Yeah, tell them that maybe this is
Let them know. Let the people know, Tess.
So this band, 1966, 13th Floor Elevators, were a considered iconic sort of precursors to garage, punk, psychedelic
music. They're pretty
good.
They're a pretty good band.
So it's weird how much the jug and the jug bands sort of influenced this rock music in the 60s.
Yeah.
You know, so that these guys are big influencers in punk and they have a jug on stage. You know, like it's just not an instrument we would imagine would be a part of rock history.
There must have been a time when some of those bands went, you know what, let's lose the jug. And another guys in the band would be like, what? But the jug was there when we, you know? So, but we wouldn't have the band if it wasn't for the jug.
Well, evolution.
We don't need it anymore. It's like, we need this crutch of a whiskey jug.
And where did I write it down? Apparently there's a really good documentary on the jug and the rock bands and how they, how it shifted, how all these bands in the 60s shifted from jug bands into what became, you know, really key, important rock music.
Someone just thinking, what about the Verve? The jugs don't work. For me, it's the little things are the funniest things, you know?
Okay.
Jug life.
You totally need to be their promoter. Yeah, I can't find the name of the documentary.
Yeah, okay. We've run out of time. Whiskey jug. Who would have thought the whiskey jug would have so much to inform us about in the wonderful world of music, Kirsten?
It's wonderful.
It really is. I mean, to think that a simple piece of ugly pottery that used to store basically
booze
that would probably make you go blind. Hey.
Okay, I got the duck on name. Chasin' Gus's Ghost. Because it's not like it's called of the Whiskey Jug. Chasin' Gus's Ghost.
I can't understand why more people didn't go see it.
So Gus Cannon, an old jug player, and it's about that. So, yeah, have a look out for that.
All right.
Okay.
All right. I mean, the thing, could you buy one on Trade Me right now?
No, probably not. But you could probably go look at some old antique stores around New Zealand, I reckon.
Any sort of bottle jug or container. It's worth having a blow at if you just go through. Yeah, nothing wrong with just going to an antique store or to a pottery shop, even new pottery, and just try to start picking everything up and giving it a good across the top.
That's right, and tell them Mikey told you.
Tell them I said it's fine, BFM. It's hygienic. We're all into it. We love music. We love music.
Yes.
Sorry.
Yes.
Excuse us for loving music. All right. Thank you, Kirsten. What's
You're
next
welcome.
Week?
Next, I don't want to tell you because you won't want to listen.
What do you mean? I wasn't actually that into the whiskey jug, but now I'm right up on it.
Okay, I'm doing the ukulele, and you see, you're going to think I don't want to do it.
I hate the ukulele,
but having said
that, the world has changed because of the ukulele, and The Rock plays the ukulele.
I told you. Dwayne Johnson. I didn't want to tell him.
Dwayne Johnson.
No, you're all prejudiced.
Don't worry about him.
I'm not prejudiced. I'm just prejudiced. I just, you know.
No, I know.
Thank God the era of ukulele bands has disappeared. But yeah, we'll talk about that tomorrow. Thank you. Next week. Thank you, Kirsten.
That was Travelling Tunes with Dr. Kirsten Zimpke.